Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everyone. My name is Mary Armstrong, and I want to thank you for joining us today, the eyes and the word in the eyes of a layperson. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody, for this is the day that the Lord has made. Thanking God for another day. This is the second day of the brand new year of 2024. Praise God, a brand new year, a brand new beginning. Praise God, God brought us to 2023. And we give God the praise, we give him the honor, we give him the glory, because he's worthy. We couldn't have got here if it had not been his will. We came through last year through sickness, through death in our family, and I tell you, if it had not been for him, we could not have made it. But we're giving him the glory, the praise, and the honor, because he said, all glory, he said he would, no man would have his glory. So we just saying, thank you, Lord, for this another beautiful sunny day that he has made. Nothing good we have done, but all the glory, the honor, and the praise belongs to God. So we thank God for you that are on the podcast today, and we hope that you are feeling well, and we just thank you for joining us today. So we will be coming to you today with from the St. Luke, the 17th chapter. But first, we're going to be going to God in prayer. Most holy and all-wise God, we thank you for allowing us this day. We thank you for your son, Jesus, and him coming into this whole wicked world and making a way for us to have a right to the tree of life. Because we didn't have no hope, but we have hope today, because on that night that he was born, hope was born. And we thank God because he lives within our soul. And we just honor you today through Jesus Christ. We wish you to bless everyone on the line today on the podcast, that something would be said that would encourage someone, God. We ask you to bless the sick, the afflicted, and the bereaved. We ask you to bless those that's going through hardship today. Bless those that don't know who you are, because you, Jesus, you died for the whole wide world, that we might have a right to the tree of life. And we give you praise, honor, and glory today. And we say thank you for life today in you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Now, we're going to be talking to you today about the 10 lepers that came to Jesus. Praise God. We're going to be starting at the 11th verse of the 17th chapter of St. Luke. And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And you know, lepers could not be amongst people because it was contagious. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show your priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were healed. And that was the custom. You had to go show yourself to the priest, and he had to offer you cleaned. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleaned. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And a Samaritan was a mixed Greek creed. They was mixed, just like when you are black and you mix with the white. So you're mixed creed, you white and black. So that was it was like a Jew. It's like a Jew that get mixed up with the Gentiles. You get mixed. That was what a Samaritan was. And Jesus answered, said, were there not 10 clean? But where are the 9? They didn't even think enough of Jesus to come back and thank him for healing their body. But that one Samaritan, he saw that he was clean. When Jesus spoke the word, they were clean. They were healed. And he took time to come back and thank Jesus that he was cleaned. They are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. The 19th, and he said unto him, arise, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Praise God. And that's when Jesus does something for us. We need to take out time to thank God and glorify his name. Let people know what God has done for us. That's like we in revival this week. It started last night. And tonight would be our second night, and then Wednesday night would be the end of revival. We're just doing 3 nights. And I tell you, last night it started out with a bang. Evangelist Horton, she did our first night. And God showed up. Her subject was Pentecost night. And God, she preached that thing, and God showed up. And I tell you the truth, the Spirit of God showered me down, and he healed my body. And I thank God for his healing. I received it, and he showed up, and the Spirit was so strong. The anointing just showered down on me. And I acknowledged it. I received it, and I spoke it. And he healed. I'd been last February in 93, I had a bad fall. Praise God. And it caused me to have one of the muscles in my neck, and it caused me to have migraine. From February on up to now, I've been having some bad pain and things. But you know, last night God touched and healed my body. And I said, I receive it in the name. I received it. God showered me down with his anointing spirit, and I received that anointing. I received that healing, and I'm not going to take it back. He blessed us last night with the presence of God. And I thank God for that anointing that I felt last night, the drunkenness I felt. I tell you, it was a Pentecost night. And those that didn't receive his blessing, it was their fault, because you could receive what you needed last night, because he showed up. Hallelujah, he showed up. And I spoke it out. I've been healed. I receive it. When the water is troubled, it's time to step in the pool and receive what God has for you. And I received it. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. And I put something on Facebook about it. And I hope people that read it, I hope people will come and be with us tonight and tomorrow night. Because God started that last night, and God truly blessed that last night. And in the scripture it says, Jesus answered and said, they're not 10 clean, but were ordered. They just went their way. They just didn't come and thank Jesus for what he did for them. That's like a lot. They want the blessings from God, but they will not take out time to say, thank you, Lord, for what you've done for me. They just want to be healed and continue to go and serve the devil. But when God blesses you, you need to take out time and say, thank you, Lord, for what you've done for me. Because Jesus is the one that heals your body. He's the one that can do mighty works in your body. They just want to be healed to go on out and serve the devil. But the devil is your enemy. He don't care nothing about you. He's the one that's trying to destroy you and cast you into hell. But Jesus wants to save your soul and save your body that you can go back with him and live for eternity. But Satan wants to destroy your both soul and body and cast you into hell. And then you're going to live, and soul's not going to die. And he's going to the lake of fire, too. He's not going to sit on the throne in the lake. He's going to be tormented forever and ever and ever, too. Praise God, because that's his destiny, is hell fire. And if you're not careful, that's going to be your destiny, too. If you continue to serve him, that's going to be your destiny, too. But he's got a lot of people blinded and think that they're going to live on and they're too young to die. But he's got people blinded. And they think they can, they living and they enjoying life and they enjoying life. But the end of that is hell's fire, damnation. Praise God. And the 19th said, and he said unto them, arise, go your way. Thy faith has made thee whole. And when he was in the 20th verse, and when he was demanded of the Pharisees, it goes on to something else. But he healed all 10 of them. But one, when he saw that he was healed, he gave God the praise. And that's what we are to do. We are to give praise unto God for all that he has done for us. That's just like last night, a lot was celebrating Satan by dancing and drinking, and a lot, no doubt, on last night, the New Year's Eve, a lot was celebrating New Year's Eve. A lot was celebrating, no doubt, drinking champagne, and the last night of the year, they were drinking champagne and all that, and they woke up with a big old hangover, no doubt. But, honey, we woke up in the morning feeling good about the Lord. But a lot of them didn't wake up to New Year's Eve, the first day of the year. Some of them probably didn't wake up to the first day of the year. They didn't wake up to enjoy the first New Year's Day. Some didn't make it to New Year's. But, you know, God blessed us to wake up to enjoy New Year's Day. We was able to come on over into 24. Praise God. We got so much to thank God for because he allowed us to come over into 24. But so many didn't make it to 24. But we as children of God, we got so much to thank God for. Look how he brought us over. We come through a lot in 23. We suffered sometimes. Some people suffered a lot in 23. But see yet, he brought us over into 2024. And we still saved. We still sanctified. We still filled with the Holy Ghost. We still praising him. But a lot came over into 2024, and they still don't know the Lord. They still want to serve the devil. But look what God have done for them, and they still don't want to give God the praise. Who woke them up this morning? But they still want to serve God, the devil. But God still is the one that's causing them to breathe his air, causing them to get up and go to work this morning because they had to go to work today. They got a job. But they still want to serve the devil. But God is still giving them a chance. But who do they want to serve? But God is still giving them a chance. But their eyes is blind because Satan have blinded their eyes. But it's time to serve the Lord. You can see the signs in the land. You can see the signs all around us. But one of these days, it's going to be too late. Don't be too late, but we must continue to pray for our loved ones that God will open their eyes. He's long-suffering. No one knows the day nor the hour, even the Son of Man. Jesus don't know the day that God's going to tell him to go get my people. He don't know the day, only the Father. But when he tells him to go get my people, he's coming back. He's going to crack the sky. And Gabriel going to blow that horn. And the saint that's already asleep going to rise first. And then the ones that shed alive, they're going to rise. And they're going to meet the Lord in the midair. But the ones that died without the Lord, they're going to stay asleep. The ones that don't know the Lord, they're not going to see God's people leave here. But it's going to be too late for the ones that don't know God. God's going to call his people home. But it's going to be a mess here on this earth. Because Satan's going to have habit with the people on this earth. But the people that know God's going to be gone and be with him 1,000 years. So we're going to have to be ready to go back with God. We have to not be getting ready. We're going to have to be ready to go back to be with the Lord. And we'll be getting our rewards. And we'll be at peace with the Lord for 1,000 years. But it's going to be a mess on this world. People act like they're going to live forever, but you're not going to live forever. Adam messed that up. It's been appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. So if you're not ready, you better be getting ready. You better be getting ready because you're going to be called into judgment. And you're going to be tried. You're going to be tried. What you're doing is flesh. You're going to have to give an account. Praise God. So you need to count up the cost and get ready to meet the Lord. Because we have to be ready to go back with the Lord. And we don't know where death is. But when we close our eyes for the last time, it determines the way we live our life. We're going to wake up in the presence of the Lord, or we're going to go to hell. It's two places. When we close our eyes, we're going to be in the presence of the Lord, or we're going to wake up in hell. So you better make up your mind. Where are you going? You're not going to miss them both. But we got to be ready. I think the mics is open. Whoever has something to say, they can say it. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, sister. We're glad to have you today.
Honey, I'm so happy that you are here today. I've missed it so much. That system is getting on my nerves, not working.
Praise the Lord. Yes, because I didn't know if I was going to get to be on today or not. I didn't know. But thank God it was working.
I tell you, I was doing the same thing. I was like, I hope it's working. Because, I mean, it's a joy to be able to talk and praise with other saints and be able to minister in the course of being able to tell people that are listening that don't know my Lord that he is so miraculous. He is so outstanding. He is so astounding. He is so miraculous.
Yes,
he is so amazing. He is so awesome. He is so wondrous. He is so wonderful.
Yes.
I mean, he is so every single thing. Nothing is short on him. He does every single thing to the max. There's nothing short.
That's right. Yes, he is. He's all that we need.
People need to wake up and smell the coffee because, honestly, the devil is tricking people right and left. He's holding them. He's subjecting them to their weaknesses and their wants and he's fitted them all this mess, told them with him to go with him to the fiery pit of hell. He wants them with him. So they're too stunned about everything else to pay attention to what is true and right. They need to pay attention. Wake up, because everything's happening today is in Revelation. Everything's happening today is in, I mean, it's all over the Word.
It's in there.
I mean, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, tell of it, the wars, the rumors of wars, nation against nation, people against people. I mean, the weather, the earthquakes, all these things are happening right this very day. So, the hatred, the evilness, I mean, it's all right here. There's nothing I spoke about because it's all happening. We've seen in the last 365 days, we've seen all of this. People have to wake up and see that the end of time is here. The devil's time is up. The devil's time is completely up, and he's running rabbit. He's trying to get the last few seconds and get whoever he can. And people are not strong enough to wake up to the deception and the deceiving. They need to get strong. They need to pray. I suggest prayer and praise will get you through anything.
That's right. That's right. Because it's fulfilling right before our eyes. And the people's blinded. They seem like they don't want to hear. They don't want to see. They just want to enjoy the pleasures of this world. And everything that the Word of God is saying in the Word is happening. It's just happening. And we that know the Lord, we can see what is going on. Because it's in the book. The Bible speaks
of it.
And we have to just continue to live the life. And pray for our loved ones that God will open their eyes that they may see before it's too late. Praise God, because people's getting and mothers killing their children. That's in the Word. It's happening right in the Word. And when you look at the news, it's telling just what the Word of God said it would be. Lord have mercy, like they. Mothers just taking their children's lives. And all that is happening. Lord have mercy. This is the end of time. Lord have mercy.
Yes, it is.
Lord, so we just have to draw nigh God and just continue to pray for our loved ones that God will open their eyes and let them see before it's too late. I tell you the truth. And I was reading here in Revelations where it says, the Revelation, the 22nd chapter, he said, the night first, then said he unto me, see thy, do it not, I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brother the prophet, and of them which keep the saying of this book, worship God. And he said unto me, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according to his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gate into the city. Oh, praise God. And the 16th verse said, I, Jesus, have sent my angels to testify unto you these things. And the churches, I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. And the spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will let him come and take the water of life free. For I testify to every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the book, words of this book, of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. We can't add nothing. We can't take nothing away because God's got it already written down. We have to live by every word that proceedeth out of his mouth. And people that's writing new versions of the Bible, we have to go by the King James Version because that's the true word of God.
Amen.
That's the true Amen. Word of God. We got to change it. But they write new versions and things, you know. But I like King James Version because that's when he breathed on the men of God and they wrote down what he said. And that's what I want to go. Praise God. Don't change what he said. Right? Take what the word of God tells you. And if you want to know, pray and let him give you the understanding of his word. Praise God.
Amen.
Because his word is true. God's word is true. Praise God. Because he ain't going to change nobody. It's already settled in heaven. It's settled in heaven. And he said, before one drop of one tittle is changed, the heaven and earth will pass away. So his word ain't going to change for nobody. I don't care what people say. His word will change. Praise the Lord. So when he comes for his church, we're going to go back with the Lord. And honey, Satan's going to have a time on this earth. I tell you, it's going to be a time. So we have to live according to earth so we can be called up to meet the Lord in the air. And the word of God says, so shall we ever be with the Lord. Comfort one another with these words. But those that are left behind, that man that wrote that book, like the people still got a chance, that's only those people that's going to be born during that time. Because if the Gentiles is left behind after the saints have gone, the Gentiles that are living now, they're going to be lost. But the babies that are born during that time, they're going to grow up, and they're going to have a chance. But if I'm left behind, I'm lost because I know now. And if I'm left behind, I'm lost. But those children that's going to be born during that time, they're going to grow up in that 1,000 years. They're going to grow up, and they can be saved. But if we left behind, we lost. So the people now that's able to get saved, they better get saved now. Because during that tribulation time, they lost. They lost. I tell you, people that's telling them that they can get saved during that tribulation time, and they living now, and after Jesus raptures the church, they better get saved now before that time. These people that's saving the people, God's going to get them for it. God is going to get these deceivers telling lies. Praise God. Saying God said this and God said that, and God ain't said this and that. They lying to the people. And God's going to get them for it. So we have to be truthful and tell what thus saith the Lord. Because God's word don't lie. It's already settled in heaven. We have to tell the truth because it's already written in the word, and we can't change it. We can't change God's word because we come too late to change. It's written before we were born. Yes, it was. It was written before we were born. Praise God.
Well, the thing about it is people change it just to promote what they're doing. Like, honestly, these people, they change the word just so they can say it means this, so people can get by, do things, and be homosexuals and be adultery, and just to commit all these sins. it changes how they say, okay, well, everything's fine now. The Bible says it. But not one Bible has been approved by my love. Not one Bible was written to for my love to do anything. So I say you're in major trouble when you mess it reading those offering words because they're not true. Nothing about them is true.
That's right. That's right. Praise God. Praise God. But you have to go by what the word, God's word says, and that's the King James Version. You go by what God's
Amen.
Word says. And that's what his approval is on. Approval is not on it. You leave it alone. Praise the Lord.
Exactly.
Because you his word. You can't change his word. Praise our God. I tell you.
Do
it's
you know,
all right.
Do you know there's almost 100 revised versions of the Bible?
Oh, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. And honey,
yes.
If we and you have to have that love of God in our hearts, because that's what it's based on is, for God so loved the world that he gave. He's the one that gave the first
God.
He gave his only begotten son. That whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
Everlasting
and that's life. Because we have to love one another. Salvation not based on that love is no good. It's no good. We have to have that love of Jesus Christ. But if I keep saying, how can you love, hate your brother, how can you love God who you've never seen and hate your brother? You can't love, hate your brother and love God. And you know what I mean? You can't love God and hate your brother. It ain't no way that I can hate you, but love God. It ain't no way. You can't do it. So, honey, that's how we love. That's how we know we love the Lord, that we love one another. We have to love one another. Praise God.
Because we gotta be true founders and true ministers. We have to be true saints. Because when we are proclaiming the true love of my Lord, we have to live according to the proclamation. If we proclaim my Lord, we have to live according to what we are claiming. Because he does not hate, he does not steal, he does not cheat, he does not lie, he does not have any hard feelings on nobody. He has compassion, he has love, he has care. That's what we have to live by. We have to do according to what he is. We have to live according to what he says, not what we say.
And we have to have the character that he has. We have to have the character of Christ in us.
Oh, yeah.
We have his character in us. And that's why if I kept my hand tight, nothing can get in, nothing can get out. We have to love our brothers and our sisters. We have to love everybody. And if
Amen.
I hate you because you hate me, I'm no better than you are. Praise God.
Exactly.
Because
two wrongs
do not
make a right.
No, I tell you, no wrongs don't make a right. That's the truth. Thank God for Jesus. Praise our God.
Amen.
I tell you, I thank God. I thank God for this life that I live because, honey, when you got love on the inside, you have joy, you have peace, you have compassion. I tell you, I thank God. I thank
you
God.
You have love?
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. You have joy. That joy comes from within. That joy comes from within. It overflows down on the inside. I tell you, it does. Praise our God. Praise our God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Praise God.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. So I'm just thankful that I know him, that I have a relationship with him. Praise God. And you have to have a prayer line. You must have
a
prayer
line.
Yes, you do. You have to have it. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank God. Thank God. Yes, yes, Lord. So we have to continue to serve him day by day and continue to trust him in good times and in bad. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, yes.
Praise God.
We have to honor him and praise him no matter what. No matter what the situation, no matter what the problem is.
We do.
We must take the time out and truly praise him for it.
We do.
Then if we slack on it, we have to apologize. And we have to bring it up.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. It is the truth. Praise the Lord. Yes, we do. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, we do. Because he knows us better than we know ourselves. He does. He knows our heart. Praise God.
Yes, he does.
Praise God. Just like
we cannot hide anything from him.
No, we can't hide anything. And that's why I say, Lord, search my heart. Search me. If you find anything in there that's not like you, you take turn the searchlight for heaven on my soul. And if you find anything in there that's not like you, take it out, Lord. Because the word of God says the heart is desperately wicked. Who can know it but the Spirit of God? And I said, Lord,
Amen.
You search my heart. Because he knows. He knows better than I know myself. And I don't want nothing in there that's not like him. Praise God. Cause life,
Amen.
Because, you know, he knows us better than we know ourselves. Praise God. I tell you. And, you know, just like when he was talking to the disciples, and Peter said, when Peter, he said, I die with you and all that. And he told Peter, he said, before the cock crow thrice, you'll deny me. Peter meant what he said, but he didn't have the goods. And when he denied Jesus and looked at him, it hurt him so bad. He just went and cried and cried and cried. But Jesus forgave him. He forgave him. But after the Holy Ghost, he stood up. And he preached so that about 3,000 souls were saved.
He took his downfall and promoted it to make it for his good. And he did what he needed to do.
Yes, he did. I tell you. So see, God knows us better than we know ourselves. That's why we have
Amen.
To ask God. When we see we've done wrong, repent. You have to repent. It's the Lord forgive.
Oh, yeah.
You have to repent. We have to. We have to ask God. Talk to the Lord. You have to have that relationship with him. How can a person be saved and not spend time with God? You have to spend time with the Lord in prayer, talking to him. You have to spend time with him and intimate time with the Lord. Talking to God and meditating and talking to him. I tell you, because he wants us to. He wants that fellowship with him.
He
Praise
does.
The Lord. He does.
He's waiting.
Praise God.
He is waiting patiently
God.
For us to come to him.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, he does. Yes, he does. And I tell you, there ain't nothing like feeling his presence. Praise the Lord. You don't have to be in no crowd. Praise God. And anyway, when you spend time with him by yourself, when you get with the saints, it's even better. You can feel that presence, that connection with the Lord.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, nothing, it ain't nothing like the presence of the Lord. That sweet spirit.
Amen.
That spirit. Lord, have mercy. I tell you.
I tell you.
It's something about Jesus. Praise God. Praise
Hallelujah.
God. Praise God.
Oh, yeah.
And after those days, we're going to be with him. we're going to be called up to meet him in the air. And the word of God says, so shall we be with the Lord. I want to see him face for myself. Praise our God. We're going to see him one day. We're going to be able to see him for ourselves. Praise our God. Praise God. Just have to hold on a little while longer. Praise our God.
Praise
that man.
Oh, hallelujah.
That man who gave his life for us. Praise, didn't commit no sin, but he took on the sins of the whole world. Praise God. We're going to see him for ourselves. Oh, praise our God. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. He shed for me, God. And by his stripes, we are healed. Praise our God. Praise our God. Nothing but the blood. That precious blood that he shed it for me. Praise God. Praise God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes.
I thank him for all that he did for me. Praise God. While I was yet in my sin, he died for me. Praise our God. I thank him for
it. Yes, he did.
I thank him. Praise our God.
We just
have to keep praying for one another. Oh, God. And keep our bishop and first lady.
Live the life.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. It's working out. It's worth it all.
Oh, yes, it is.
Praise God. Praise our God. Praise God. So we're going to pray for different requests that's been going up, different prayer requests that we know, and different ones that have requested prayer. Praise God. And it's different ones that's been sick and going through, and we know that God is still answering prayer. Because if it had not been prayer, we wouldn't be where we're at today. Praise God. So we just thank God for what he's already doing and what he's yet going to do. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We don't know if anybody else from the line of God. We're just going to go to prayer right now. Asking God to just touch the different ones. Praise God. Praise our God. Praise our God. Precious and all-wise God. We come to you right now in the name of Jesus. Thanking you for the many blessings that you have already restored upon us, God. Knowing, God, that all power is in your hands. Knowing, God, that you the one made us and you know all about us, Jesus. We ask you to bless the sick and the afflicted, God, in the hospitals, God. We ask you to bless the ones in the nursing homes, Lord. We ask you to bless those that's locked up behind prison doors, God. Oh, God, we ask you to bless the homeless, God, that's on the streets, God. Oh, God, we ask you, God, to bless the young boys and the young girls, God, going to schools, God. Oh, God, bless in the name of Jesus. Father, we can do nothing without you, Lord. We ask you to bless Brother Billy, Lord, that's in the hospital. With pneumonia, Lord. We ask you to touch his body, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. Bless his companion, Sister Lipford, God. Strengthen her, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, she's been faithful, God. Bless her in a mighty way, Lord Jesus. We ask you, God, to bless my nephew, Lord, James Nelson, Lord. Touch his body, Lord. Oh, God, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. And, oh, God, we ask you to minister to him as he lay on that hospital bed. Minister to him, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, touch him in a special way, Lord. Oh, God, bless his family right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus. We know you able, God, to do the impossible, Lord. Oh, God, we know you able, God. Save him, Lord, in Jesus' name. Oh, God, work a miracle, God. because we know that you are a miracle working God, Lord. You can reach way down, Lord. Oh, God, and pick up the sinner man, boy and girl. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, save in a mighty way, Lord. Oh, God, the unsaved, Lord, we know you're able to save, God. Remember our Bishop Brian and Sister Brian tonight, today, Lord. Touch your body, God, Lord. Strengthen her right now, Lord, whatever the problem may be, Lord. Touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Continue to remember Bishop God. Strengthen him, Lord God. Touch him right now, Jesus. And, Lord, we ask you to continue to remember the revival going on at New Zion Temple, God. We thank you for how you sent the word on last night. Bless the speaker by hour tonight, Lord. Continue to touch and heal. Send your anointing, save, sanctify, and fill with the Holy Ghost. Father, let your will be done in the revival, God. Bless all your people tonight, Lord. Continue to bless, Lord, our young people, God. Continue to save, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We love you today, Lord. Have your way, Lord. In the name of Jesus, help us to go forward, Lord, lifting up your word, God, giving you praise, honor, and glory. Now, Lord, bless this podcast. Bless the people that tunes in on different stations, Lord. Bless them, God. Let there be a word said that would encourage, God, their hearts, God. Oh, God, in your precious name, let us do your will, God, that somebody may cry out, oh God, that they want to be saved. We'll lift up somebody's heart, Lord, that may be down, Lord. Encourage in a mighty way, Lord. Letting them know that you love them, God. Oh God, and that you will never leave nor forsake them, God. Because we know, Lord, that you died for the whole wide world. Oh God, and you tell us to cast our cares upon you because you care for us, Lord. Have your way, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Lead and guide us that we might be a light in this dark and evil world. Bless our nation today because it's turned upside down. Remember our nation today, Lord. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we love you today. We love you, Lord. In your precious name, we pray. We say amen, amen, and amen. And we thank you.
Lord,
thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank Lord, you, my yes, love. Lord. We thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, we do, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. And we thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for being on with us, sister. And we love you, Lord.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank
God.
Thank you for being able to
do it. Come on the broadcast today. We wasn't able to get on nor the week before. But God opened the door today. So if you don't have anything else you'd like to say, we're going to ask you to close it out for us.
Praise I just God. Want everybody Thank to know that my love, he's waiting for you. He's trusting you to be here with him. He wants you to be with him. So thank God. I actually think about where you want to spend eternity. Eternity is forever. You have no second chances. You have no return trips. You have no one-way ticket. You
That's
have
right.
nothing but the being bound. Now, I would accept being bound in heaven because that's my goal. That's my source and that's my will. I had to be in heaven with my love. I cannot slight him. I cannot back on him. I got to stay straight forward. So consider where you want to spend eternity. Do you want to be in the glorious heaven? You want to be in the pits, falls of hell. It's your choice. Your free will is giving you the option. So take your free will, make your choice, because my love, he will not let you in any kind of way. You cannot be doing all this crazy mess and think you want heaven. You can't hide. You can't hate. You can't hide. You can't steal. You can't bear bite. You can't be disruptive. You have to be straight. You got to be honest. You got to be pure, because he's looking for all the pure souls to come with him, because we got a magnificent heaven that we will enjoy, full of gold, full of jaspers, full of rubies, diamonds, sapphire, onyx, amethyst full of all precious jewels for us to have for our acceptance of him. So we have to make the choice. I bid you Godspeed because I want you to know he's wanting on each and every one of us. Make your choices today because tomorrow is not tenable for us. Because anything can happen. A bomb could blow up. A mass shooting can happen. Things could happen. Anything can happen. Just take heed to the time we're living in. People are running out shooting no matter what you say, no matter what you do. They're running out shooting. So know that you could be in that number because numbers are being called. So you could be in that number. So take heed to where you want to be in eternity. And do not blaspheme. Because that is sure going to hell. So just do not blaspheme. Take conscious of what you're doing, of what you're saying, and what you're thinking. So I bid you Godspeed. I love you all. May you have a joyous, blessed new year. And pray, and pray, and pray. Do not stop praying. Pray forever. No matter what, pray for you, pray for yourself, pray for your family, pray for your community, pray for the country. Just continue to pray and lift up my love because he's worthy for each and every one of us. He created us to be with him. So it's our free will choice not to. So he's not doing nothing to us. We're doing it to ourselves. So know that if you don't make the right choice now, it's your choice to go to hell. Because you did not make the right choice. And you cannot blame nobody but yourself because your choices are true. What you make, what you decide is your choice. He gives us free will. So take your free will and make the right choices. If you don't make the right choices, it's all on you. You cannot blame nobody but yourself. I love you. I care for you. I can minister to you in and every time. Just call up. We will always be with you, no matter what. We love you. We care for you. We pray for each and every one of you. So just make your choices true. Do what you need to do to be true to who you want to be. If you want to be with my Lord, be true and be with him. There's nothing hard about it. Just true. Just being truthful and being right. Don't do all this crazy stuff. Don't think living in a world that you can do all the things of the world because you can't. You cannot enjoy all the luster of the world and think you want heaven because that's not true. People are lying. These pastors are being whipped. Because they got all this blood on their hands. They got a cup in their bodies. Because they're not preaching the undoctrinated truth. They're not telling about sin. They're not telling about hell. They're not telling about going to heaven, going to hell, or sin being a part of everything. I hear all this, yeah, you pay your tithes, you pay your offers, you come to heaven. That's not true. That is not true. Because the Bible says you can't straddle the fence. You cannot live on both sides. You cannot serve mammon and serve my Lord because he's not a divider. He's first and foremost. You cannot split nothing with him. You had to put him first, and that's all. Because he has placed me first. He wanted me first. He has to be first. So in everything we do, we have to put him first. So I tell you, I'm sorry for being so long, but just everybody be strong. Be willful to do the work of my Lord. Just don't slack, do not slander. Do not act crazy. Just do what you can do for my Lord. He said what you can do. He will not put more on you than you can do. And there's nothing hard about it. All you think you gotta do is just pray and seek for him. Why he can't be found. Because right now he can't be found. Tomorrow he may not be able to be found. So seek for him now. I love you all. God bless you.
Amen. 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 Praise the Lord, my sister. Praise God. Praise
amen.
God. Amen. Amen. We thank God for it. God. We thank God.
And I thank God for you. I love you tremendously. You're my sister.
We love you too.
No matter what. You're my sister. I love you.
Praise God. We love you. And you just have a blessed day. And hopefully we'll be on next week again.
Hopefully.
So
I'm praying for it.
Yes, yes, Lord. So you just have a blessed day, and may God bless you. So just we'll close out at this
He's
time.
He's blessing me always.
Yes,
and
yes.
And you too, my love.
Yes, Lord, and God be the glory. And we just say shalom.
Amen.
Shalom.
Amen. Shalom. Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom.
Shalom.